早安，大家早。
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
This morning, I'm talking a subject on new government of love.
今天早上的题目就是以爱治理的新制度。
The government of love in the church is out of honoring one another.
在教会里面，我们能够以爱来治理呢，就是要有尊荣。
Let's be upstanding to read the word of God, and Mandy will read.
站起来。我们来读今天的经文是我们请 Claudia 来读
逾越节前六日，
我们大家一起来读。
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏扶耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask for your presence here this morning.
天父，我们求你今天在这里与我们同在。
We thank you for your great honor and love for us.
我们谢谢你，因为你尊荣我们，你也爱了我们。
You can change our lives through your love and honoring us.
借着你尊荣我们，借着你的爱，你改变了我们的生命。
You gave us the privilege to be a co-workers with you in the church.
你给我们特权，就是在教会里面能够与你同工。
This morning I pray in the name of Jesus.
今天早上我奉主耶稣基督的名。
There shall be revelation and understanding the culture of government of love.Through honor.
能够借着尊荣，能够用爱来治理，这个启示清清楚楚的在我们的心中。
Help us to understand how we can co-work with you to bring heaven to earth.
弟姐，求你来帮助我们，怎样能够与你同工，把天上带到地上。
So that your name can be glorified.
使你的名能够得到荣耀。
Your name can be reflected.
你的名能够被反照出来。
Not only in the life of the church,
不单单就是在教会的生活显出来。
But we can bring the culture of honor to the society and to the community and to the nation.
我们反而能够将这个尊荣的文化带到社区，带到我们的国家，再到政治里面。
Holy Spirit, I thank you.
天父，我们谢谢你。
That you will cause us to understand as we open up this word.
当我们将你的话解开的时候，求你帮助我们能够了解。
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
号召主耶稣伟大的名来祷告。阿门。
请坐。First, we need to understand what honor is.
开始的时候，我们要知道什么是尊荣。
I give you an illustration.
我给你一个比喻。
There was an old man who was very sick with stroke.
有一个老年人，他中风，情况不大好。
His eyes were blinking.
他的眼睛一直一直在闪。
And when he ate his meal, his hands were shaking.
当他在吃饭的时候，他的手一直在震动。
So he couldn't clutter hold properly the earthen bowl that he was eating.Every meal.
在每一餐的时候，他是用一个用木做成的碗来吃饭，但是他的手都不会抓得很好。
And he couldn't eat himself, therefore he dribbled and split and dropped onto the floor in the carpet.
他不知道能够怎样好好的吃，因为他的手一直在沾抖，所以每一次他吃的时候，他吃的东西有一些掉在桌上，有的就掉在地毯上。
And he is living with his married son.
他跟他一个已经结婚的孩子同住。
Being old, nowhere else to live.
因为他年纪大了，他不知道要去哪里住。
And now his daughter-in-law doesn't like the arrangement of clearing up the mess every afternoon.
哎，他的媳妇呢，他不高兴说每一次晚吃晚餐以后，他就要再打扫干净。
She said therefore to the husband.
所以他对他的丈夫说
，I cannot take this anymore.
他说我不能够忍受你爸爸这样子。
It interferes with my private happiness in my life.
他吃饭的习惯已经影响到我在生命上令我喜乐的习惯。
Now the usual problem I hear.
我们有时候听到同样的问题。
The husband would normally 80% listen to the wife.
做儿子的有 80% 的时候都是听妻子的话。
So, they make a wooden trough.
所以呢，这对夫妇呢，他就做了一个木槽。
You know why it's a wooden trough?
你知道什么是用木做
成的槽？We put the food in the trough to feed the pig.
就是以前的人就是用食物放在这个木的槽来喂猪吃。
And said to the father,
他就这样子做了，对这个老年的父亲说
You sit at the corner of the kitchen and eat and not on the proper formal dining room.
请老人家坐在厨房的一边在地上来吃，不给他坐在普通的餐桌上。
And the old man eating and cluttering and shivering the hand.
所以这个老年人呢，他一面吃的时候，手人就在颤抖。
And at the same time, the eye is looking at the son and the daughter-in-law.
他的同时，老人家在吃的时候，也看着儿子，也看着媳妇的表情。
So one day,
有一天。
Now this is a wooden trough.
他做的是一个用木做成的那个木槽。
They have a four-year-old loving son whom they are very fond and loving.
在这个家中有一个四岁的小孩子，就是这个小孙子，他们非常爱这个小孩子。有一天
，This four-year-old boy was intensely working.On a few pieces of wood.
这个四岁的小孩子，他很专心的来造这一个四用四块的木头来造这一个巢。
The father caught attention.
所以这个做爸爸的看到孩子。
What are you doing, my beloved dear son? I love.
他就问到我所爱的孩子，你现在在制造什么呢？
I am making a wooden trough.
他说我是在造一个木的槽。
The son said with smiling, accepting approval from the father.
爸爸听到了，所以他很同意孩子所说的。
No, the son expect approval from the father. Oh yes, make the wooden trough.
这个孩子呢，他就是。等待这个爸爸能够同意他哦，你是做这个木的槽。
The father said,
爸爸说
，Why are you making the wooden trough?
为什么你要做这个木槽呢
？To feed Papa and Mama out of this when I grow big.
他说，当我大的时候呢，我要用这个木槽给你爸爸妈妈用来吃饭用的。
The father and the mother looked.Amazed and surprised.
这个做爸爸和妈妈彼此对看的时候，非常的惊讶。
When the son said, "I'll feed you on the trough when I grow big."
这个儿子说，当我长大的时候，我乃是用这一个木槽装饭菜给你们两个人吃。
So both of them went to the corner.
所以他们这对夫妻呢，赶快去到那个角落。
And say, "Papa."
就跟老爸说
，Come back to the formal dining.
老爸，我请你回来到餐桌这边。
Still shivering.
那个时候，他的手还是在颤抖。
Spilling the food.
他一面吃，一面也有饭菜跌到桌子或地毯上。
Why do I illustrate this?
为什么我要讲这个故事呢
？My statement is this.
我要所要讲的就是
，It is better to deserve honor, and yet at the same time, you don't have them.
Yeah, 当 你没有得到尊荣的时候，你必定会期待得到尊荣。
The father need to be honored.
这个老爸他需要得到孩子的尊荣。
But he received no honor.
但是他完全没有得到他孩子媳妇的尊荣。
Frustration.
所以他心里非常的伤心。
Or,
或者
you deserve to be honored.
你是配得得到尊荣的。
But nobody honor you.
但是没有人要尊荣你。
This morning I went, I came into the church, three young people standing at the driveway.
今天早上我开车要进来教会的时候，有三个年轻人在这个车道那边站住。
Everybody bowed at me.
他们三个人都向我鞠躬。
I said to my wife, that's honor.
我就跟太太说，他们在尊荣啊，这个就是尊荣。
That's honoring your leader.
这就是在尊荣你们的领袖。
I will also honor you.
我同时也会来尊荣你们。
So the moral of the story, church.
所以我们今天所看到的这一篇故事。
You will reap, Bible says, what you sow.
你所播种撒种的，你的收成，你撒种的是什么，你收成的也是什么。
Regardless of how your relationship with your parent.
不管你对父母的关系如何。
Let me tell you one thing.
让我告诉你一件事。
You only miss them when they are gone.
当你的父母不在的时候，你才会开始想念他们。
For my life.
I've
never had a chance to honor my father and my mother.
因为我永远都没有一个机会来尊荣我的亲生的爸爸和妈妈。
Because the day my mother gave birth, that day she died.
因为当我出生的那一天，我的母亲就去世了。
That's why today.
所以今天
I honor my living God.Very closely.
所以今天呢，我非常尊荣我的天父，就好像说，我要有一个机会来尊荣我的父亲。
Very closely.
我非常的尊重我的主任牧师。
Now we are changing the structure from pastoral to fivefold ministry.
我们的教会正在一个转化，从牧师的制度转向五重的制度。
So I need to establish the culture of honor.Called the government of love.
所以呢，我需要建立了一个观念，就是尊荣的观念，因为我们将要进入到五重治理、爱的治理的当中。
I will say why we have to honor.
我要说，等一下我会讲为什么我们要尊荣呢？
We just read the Bible scripture.
刚才我们读到圣经里面的一段话。
Jesus liked to go to this home.
主耶稣喜欢进入到这个家。
Mary.Martha and Lazarus.
就是玛利亚、马大和拉撒路的家。
Martha, people say, is a worried housekeeper. Cook, 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 cook every three meals.
马大呢，很多人说他是一个常常很紧张、很忧愁的治理家务的女人。她时常就是花时间在煮东西招待客人。
She knew who is the guest of honor.
他知道谁是他最尊荣的客人。
So she was very perfect in her cooking.
所以呢，他在管理食物的事上非常的留心。
He gave her best dish to the Lord, the honored guest.
主耶稣来到他的家，就是他所尊荣的客人，所以他将最好的菜摆上来服侍他。
This morning, 5 o'clock, the Holy Spirit said.
在今天早上五点钟的时候
You read Mary, Martha, Lazarus this morning.
主对我说，你今天早上你读马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Tell the church, the first type of honor is called the honor of first age, hospitality.
就他神告诉我，你要跟教会来对说，这个最上级的尊荣呢，就是招待。
And the next person is Lazarus.
第二个人呢，就是拉撒路。
The scripture say he was reclining on the chair with Jesus, sitting with him.
在圣经里面说，拉撒路呢，他就斜着他的身子跟主耶稣同席。
So the Holy Spirit say the second age of honoring me is honor the Holy Presence of the Lord in your life.
第二种的尊荣呢？ 就是要来尊荣神在你的生命中。
So the first H, repeat, hospitality.
所以第一段呢，我们就是要热心的招待。
The second,
第二呢
is the holy presence of the Lord.
哎，我们要尊荣神神圣
的
同在。
And I think that is true. When I go to your house,
当我到你的家去的时候
you order me.
哎，你很尊荣我。
You gave me this and this and this to eat.
你给我很多的东西吃。
What is that?
这是什么呢？
That is you honor my presence.
你这就是代表你尊荣我到你的家。
And the third person.
还有第三个人。
Mary loved honor through humility. The third.
这个玛利亚呢，她就是因着她自己的谦卑献上，所以她是这样子来尊荣神。
To the lady,
对所有的女人
is a glorifying thing.
我们的头发是一个很荣耀的东西。
You don't believe me?
你不相信我？
If your mother go to the hair salon,
哎，当你的妈妈
去电发店，
她就把她的头发洗得很好。
Set her hair,
啊，
and then you go like that.
Evan, 你的太太
don't touch my hair.
你的太太从电发院出来的时候
I spent $48, you know, set my hair.
啊他的，你就要不要做乱他的头发？他一定很生气的时候，你不要来啊弄乱我的头发。
The hair of the lady is glorifying.
啊，很多女人认为他们的头发是非常荣耀的。
But she humbled herself.
因为她但是这个玛利亚
Break the ointment of perfume.
啊，她很谦卑，她俯下她的身子
Knelt down and wiped Jesus' feet with her hair.
她打开她的香膏，用她的头发涂上香膏。来擦耶稣的脚。
Some people make a negative comment. Ah, Lazarus is lazy, reclined there. Never help the sister in the kitchen.
Yeah, 有些人批评说这个兄弟拉撒勒他太他太懒惰了，从来没有帮助他的姐妹在厨房来煮食。
But I see from the positive angle this morning.
但是今天早上从正面的角度，我们要来看这个拉撒勒。
Martha is hospitable.
哎，这个马大他是很会招待的人。
Mary is very humble.
哎，这个玛利亚呢，她是非常的谦卑。
Lazarus honor God's holiness.
哎，这一个拉撒路呢，他是尊荣神的圣洁，所以他
在那里。Honor one another, church.
所以在教会里面，弟兄姐妹，假如我们彼此尊荣
，We need these three elements of honor.
啊，我们就需要。今天我们是看到的三部分的尊荣
，hospitality，
就是热心这些的招待，我们带着谦卑的心
，and honor someone's presence。
哎，我们要跟他同坐席。
So Bible clearly show，
哎，在圣经里面很清楚的给我们
very important principle of honor。
啊，这个尊荣很主要的原则。
We understand we need to honor people。With authority over us.
我们都很容易知道那些在我们在上有权柄的，我们要尊荣他们。
Let me tell you about the earthly authority.
让我来告诉你地上有权柄的人。
The normal earthly authority, if you don't honor, you will be punished.
啊，假如在属世上那些应该配得尊荣的人，你不尊荣他们。你必定被处罚。
If the RTA set the traffic rule in our country,
啊，假如呢 ，RTA 它在我们本地有了交通的规则。
RTA is authority.
啊，这 RTA 这个交通部呢，他们是带有权柄的。
One day,
有一天
，I was so busy in the church.
我在教会
in the weekday,
在很忙的时候
，I.Expire my license one day.
我的 license 到期一天。
I was punished because of RTA.
哎，后来呢，我就被罚款。
You know how much?
你知道我要赔
多少？$410.
我只延迟一天，我要赔410块。
The police says, "Who is that lady?"
那个这个警察说
"That's my wife."
他说坐在你旁边的是谁？
Hey,
我说是他的太太。
Have you got a license?
他就问我太太，你有没有 license？
My wife said yes。
我说有。
Take over the wheel。
他说你现在你就驾车，
If、
这个不可
以做。If you drive now, Mister, anything happen on the road, insurance will not compensate.
他说先生，假如你继续啊，这个来生已经过去，你继续驾驶，假如发生什么事呢？保险公司一分钱都不赔给你。
I obediently come down from the car.
啊，我很快很遵从的就驾车。
Hey, take over the wheel.
啊，太太就开始驾车。
Your license is not expired.
啊，因为我的 license 都还没有到期。
The police still want to see her license.
啊
，whether I bluff him or not.
啊，这个警察呢，就调查我的 license 是不是也过期了。
Submission and honor to earthly authority is out of fear.
假如呢，我们尊荣，我们降服地面上的权柄，我们乃是带着惧怕的心去顺服。
So in our normal circumstances,
所以在我们平常的状况里面
，we honor because of personal code.
啊，我们呢要去尊荣，乃是因为是我们啊自我的
规范。I honor you because you got core value.
啊，当我在尊荣你的时候，因为我看到你的。
I honor you because you are very polite to me.
啊，我能够尊荣你，因为你对我啊。
I honor you because you are very nice to me.
啊，因为你对我有礼貌，而对我很好。
And I honor you because you respect me.
啊，我能够尊荣你，因为你尊重我。
And one day I don't do what you want, you ask me to do.
有一天我不做你要我做的事。
Because normally everybody expects pastor to do everything what the member do.
啊，因为很多人都很期待做牧者的要照做他们的意思来去做他们的事。
And I don't do it.
但是假如
有一天我没有
做，但是我仍旧尊荣你。
When you see me next time,
哎，下次你看到我的时候
，you turn your face against me.
哈，你的脸转向不看我。
I honor you because you submit to me.
我能够尊荣你，因为我们有彼此的顺服。
That is earthly honor.
这是地面上的顺服。
We are talking about the church government of love.
我们乃是讲到在教会里是用爱来治理。
So it is not to be just nice, polite.
Yeah, 并不是只是哦很斯文啊。
And you're dating your girlfriend, you open the car door. But after married.She opened her own door.
哎，还没结婚的时候，你开车门给你的女朋友。结婚了以后，她自己开她的门。
And before marriage, you hold hands.
哎，在还没有结婚的时候，
And after marriage,
你牵到她的手。到了结婚的时候，她你坐在她前面。为什么你们笑呢？
This is a reality of honor in life.
这就是在日常的生活中真正看到的一个例子。
So obey.Authority through honoring the church government.
所以呢，我们要尊敬带有权柄的，使得我们能够来跟从教会的治理。
So I talk about the old man and the son and the daughter-in-law.
啊，开始我已经讲到这个老人家和他的老啊，跟他的儿子媳妇。
After church, someone will come and say, "You are talking about me."
哎，假如开聚会完的时候。有人就会来跟我说，牧师，你刚才是讲我。
I am saying to you, this is a prophetic message for you.
我跟你说，这个是先知性的话语。
I don't know about your background.
我不知道你的背景。
Don't dishonor me.
所以，请你们
曾
经要尊荣我。
Oh, you don't understand? I give you another example.
假如你不明白，我给你另外一个例子。
One day,
有一天
，you're walking in the jungle.
你走在这个森林里面。
And you met a tiger.
有遇见一只的老虎。
Simon, what is your reaction when you met a tiger?
Simon,
just say to me, you always right.
Simon.
这个 Simon.
Simon.
小 Simon.
Yeah.
你怕，对了。
你看到老虎，你
跑，跑，
你就跑啊。
为什么他跑？他怕。
他跑是因为他怕。
To him, the tiger got power.
对，在 Simon 看来呢，那一只的老虎是有能力的。
I, Simon, got no power.
啊，我 Simon, 我没有好像老虎那种的力量。
Does this situation in the jungle warrant you? Yes, I honor you, tiger.
啊，那在森林里面，你看到那个老虎，你说
I honor you,
老虎，我很尊荣你啊，我很看重你。
You are finished.
假如这样子呢，你很快就给老虎吃掉了。
同意吗？而且不同意。
你们同意吗？
Now suddenly the conviction comes.
忽然间
I can feel you are convicted.
你们好，我看到你们心里有感动了。
I see this tiger coming.
所以我看到这只老虎走过来。
Lord, let me be a tiger.
好，我说主啊，求你
That's your prayer.
使我变成一只老虎。
I want to be a tiger.
我现在要做老虎。
Is that possible?
有可能吗？
Verily, is that possible? Not possible.
不可能哦。
Tiger convinced people, I have more power.
啊，你看到老虎，你知道老虎它的形状，你知道它是会吃人的。
That power is not an honoring relationship.
对，它有的那种力量的表现是不能够建立尊荣关系的。
So would you like to be something like this?
所以你是不是要成为这样子的老虎呢
？I be the tiger in Jesus' name.
啊，我现在奉主耶稣的名，
I rebuke you,
我成为了一只老虎。所以老虎，我现在我要来攻击你。
Why I give you this illustration?
为什么我这样子来比喻呢
？It is to tell you, church.
就是要告诉大家
，honoring one another is not out of fear.
啊，我们彼此尊荣。并不是因着有惧怕的心
It is out of love
乃是出于爱我们来彼此尊荣
So if I disagree with someone
假如我不同意一个人
And I embrace that someone
啊，但是我拥抱那一个人
Because of my love for him or her
因为我对这个人有爱
It is a real genuine honor
这就是真实的尊荣
Earthly authority and earthly and church authority
在地面上和在教会里面的权柄
We have a different eye view
有不同的看法
So brother and sister
所以弟兄姐妹
I give you another example
我给你另外一个例子
I give you a worldly example, you can remember.
我将世界的比喻给你们能够。
Who know who is Tiger Woods?
谁知道
in America?
在美国谁是 Tiger Woods?
Yes, who is he, Brenda? Who is he, Brenda? Golf champion.
他是一个高尔夫的专家。
Whenever you see Tiger Woods,
每一次你看到这一个人
，two things you see.
你看到两件事。
Who can tell me?
你看到什么呢
You see his cup.
你看到他手拿的锦标
There's one more thing you see.
还有一件你看到的是什么
Nike logo.
你看到 Nike 的名字
Nike on the hat.
他的帽子有
Nike
的 Nike
on the T-shirt.
他的 T-shirt 也有 Nike 的
Nike on the shoe.
他的鞋子也是穿 Nike 出产的
You see Tiger Wood.
当你看到 Tiger Wood 这个人
You honor him.
你尊敬他。
And when you see Nike logo.
当你看到那个 Nike, 这个 Nike 的
It attracts the young people. Nike, Tiger Wood can win because of Tiger Nike shoe.
有些年轻人就说他能够运动呢得到冠军乃是因为他是穿 Nike 的鞋子。
You see two things.
你看到两个东西。
One day.
有一天
On television,
在电视机上
Tiger Wood lost his temper.
这个 Nike Wood, Tiger Wood 呢他发了大脾气
He exploded his anger.
他爆发脾气
This is on television, world news.
这是世界的新闻
The next day,
第二天
the two US corporation company who sponsor Tiger Wood for Nike,
所以呢，那个 Nike 的公司在美国呢，有两间大公司支持他的。
You explode on television worldwide, I will explode you in the television worldwide.
说 Tiger Woods， 你在电视机上你大发雷霆，我们两个公司也一样向你发雷霆。
From today onwards，
从今天起
，We will no more honor you, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods 呢，我们从此以后我们不再尊荣你了。
You poorly reflect my two corporation company.
因为你的表现跟我们这两个大公司是相反的。
The next day,
过了一天
Tiger Woods became very humble.
这个运动家呢，他就很谦卑。
But to the world,
但是对世界来说，对你们
，You see Tiger Woods.
你看这一个人
，You see Nike logo.
你看到那个 Nike 的标名
，It always go together.
是两个一同行的。
What I'm saying is, Church.
我所说的是
，Tiger Woods does not understand the kingdom culture of honor.
这个 Tiger Woods 呢，他不知道这个天国的文化的尊荣。
We are better.
我们比他还要
棒。We understand the kingdom culture of honor.
我们知道尊荣的天国文化。
So on earth, we sometimes don't even know whom to honor.
在地上，我们甚至有时候我们不知道我们要尊荣谁呢。
Until there is disagreement.
一直到有不同意的时候。
Until there is failure and disappointment.
一直等到我们有失败的时候，你失望的时候。
And that moment, Tiger would discover the authority of honoring the company.
在这个时候呢，Tiger Wood 呢，他就了解了，他这样子的发脾气影响了那个影响他的公司。
Coming back to my church culture.
所以我们要降到我们教会的文化。
A lot of brothers and sisters, sometimes including me as leader.
我们有很多的弟兄姐妹，也包括我在这里的领袖。
We think that honoring is walking arm to arm.
我们想说，尊荣呢，就是牵着手一起走。
When you like me and I like you, I honor you.
当你喜欢我，我喜欢你，我就尊荣你。
The moment you don't like me,
你什么时候不喜欢我的时候
，I dishonor you.
我就不再尊荣你了。
I give you a picture.
我给你看一个图。
A culture of honor in the church.
就是在教会中的尊荣的文化。
To some people in the church,
有些在教会里面的人
，honoring one another is like licking lollipop.
Yeah, 觉得我们彼此尊荣，我们就是来吃那个糖。
I lick, lick, lick.
哪一个糖果啊？你可以。
This is the honor.
你可以试试看，你吃了几口，我就吃了几口，这不是尊荣。
This is poor hygiene.
这个是不适合卫生的。
What honoring?Oh, I like you, I honor you. I don't like you, 我放手。
Yeah, 我喜欢你，我牵着你；我不喜欢你，我就放手走了。
In the fivefold ministry,
在这五重的职事里面
，we haven't come to the fivefold full set yet.
Yeah, 我们还没有进入到来讲论这个。
But I want all church in the system that we are coming to.
但是我希望教会在我们要开始进入这个五重的制度里面的时候
，We honor one another.
我们乃是彼此尊荣的。
Interesting. One day,
有一天
，Jesus said before he was betrayed.
当主耶稣被出卖的前几天
，He said to them.
他对他们说。
Very soon, you will deny me.
很快的，你们就不会承认我。
Who stood up the most?
谁先站起来呢？彼得。
I will never deny you, my master and my lord.
彼得说：“我的主，我的神，我绝对不会背叛你的。”
I will always honor you.
我一定常常、时常都尊荣你，是不是这样？
Peter said it.
这是彼得说的话。
Lord, I will never deny you.
我永远不会不承认你的。
I like Jesus' reply.
主耶稣回答他说。
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣说什么？
Let us, the 12 disciples, make a covenant with one another.
让我们十二个门徒，我们一起来立约。
Peter said, What?
彼得说，耶稣。
Make a covenant?
你要和我们立约。
You just said that I would deny you. Now you say make a covenant.
刚才耶稣说，你刚才说你绝对不会不承认我。现在你要跟我们立约。
If I'm Peter,
假如我是彼得
Oh Jesus,
oh, 耶稣
You want our relationship to go deeper and not shallower.
你要我们的关系是越来越深
Are you saying that making a covenant?
是不是这是你要跟我们立约的原因吗 耶稣说是的
We don't even know whom to honor until there's a challenge in our relationship with one another.
当我们在彼此有了挑战的时候那个时候我们就了解到我们必须要彼此尊
荣 We normally in the church,
通常我们在教会里
honor one another what you can do I can also do I honor you
在教会里面呢我们说到尊荣的是你能够做我也能够做那我们就是彼此尊荣
If I cannot find myself in you when you disagree, I don't honor you.
当你不同意的时候，没有把我包括在我在你的里面，那我就不尊荣你了。
If I am a tiger,
假如我是一只的老虎
，and I see a tiger in you,
假如我看到你里面的那只老虎
，I honor you.
哦，我赶快尊荣你。
If I am a tiger.
假如我是一只的老虎
I see no tiger in you
我看到你里面没有老虎
I don't honor you
我不要尊荣你我所要说的意思是
If I am powerful
假如我是很有能力的
And you are not powerful
但是你没有那个能力
I don't honor you
我不要尊荣你
That's wrong, church
这是不对的
It's wrong
这是不对的
If I honor you
假如我尊荣你
Because I see you can do better than me
我看到你能够做比我更好
I empower you
我就给你更多的能力。
In the end,
到最后
you and I are being empowered.
你和我都一起得到能力。
We see this very often in marriage.
在这婚姻里面我们常常看到这个现象。
Two couple are quarreling.
One or two.
Sorry, one couple, sorry.
一对的夫妻他们吵架。
Beginning, they communicate.
开始的时候他们彼此在交流。
Suddenly,
忽然间
disagreement broke up.
他们开始不同意了。
One of them,
一个
become crazy.
他就已经错乱了。
And one of them,This person think he or she is wrong.
这个人就想说这一个是错了。
So this person think I'm a tiger.
这个人就说哦，我是一只老虎。
You got no power.
你是没有能力的。
So this person go crazy.
所以这一个人呢就不知道要怎么做了。
And this person,
这边下面的这一个
listen.
他就在听
to the tiger in the person,
他要听到在这一个人的里面的那只老虎
and the more this person listen,
所以当他听得越多的时候
this person become more depressed,
这一个人呢就越来越不知道越加的沉闷
so when couple quarrel,
所以当夫妻吵架的时候
this person I am a tiger, you know,
这个人就说我是一只老虎啊。
You do what I tell you to do.
我叫你做什么，你就要做什么。
You don't do what I do.
你不要做我做的。
And this person been intimidated.
所以这另外一个人就被吓坏了。
So they never bring up to the same level.
所以他们从此不能够在同一个层面里面。
Again, this morning,
今天早上
5 o'clock, I look at the watch 5:05.
我看到
The impression of the Holy Spirit says, there's a mixed culture in marriage today.
今天呢在婚姻里面有不同的文化。
Mixed culture of honoring.
就是不是夫妻的文化是尊荣的文化。
When conflict in marriage.
所以当在婚姻中有矛盾的时候。
The tiger in him.
在这个男人的里面的老虎。
Expect the other half.
他是期待这一边女的
，just to listen，
一直在听着她。
And this spouse，
这个女的
，order out of fear，
她就是因着惧怕，她来尊荣这个男的。
The conflict never ends。
假如这样呢，这种的 冲突是永远不会停止。
And in the long run, you have gray hair, you leave your own, I leave my own.
所以呢，在最产后呢，那越来越老的时候，你住在这里，我住在这里。
But they are still young couple.
但是我所说的是，人就是年轻的夫妻。
What do you mean by mixed culture? When?It is outside the boundary of marriage.
当在这婚姻的界限的外面。
One day,
有一天
someone talked about bad news, bad gossip about your spouse.
讲到你另一半的不好的消息。
So this tiger in him.
所以这个男的里面的那个老虎。
Go to the third party. Why you talk bad about my?Better half.
他就找那个第三者的，为什么你讲我太太的坏话？
So this tiger,
所以这只的老虎，他里面的老虎
try to defend the gossip.
他是想要遮盖人家的背后所说的话。
Whether it is right or wrong gossip.
不管他们所流传的话是对还是不对。
You see, there's a mixture of honoring.
所以呢，在这个尊荣当中有一个混乱。
The conflict go on.
所以呢，他们的冲突就是继续下去。
Remember.
要记得。
The next point. The necessity of honor.
为什么必须要有尊荣呢？
We glorify in and to promote.
尊荣呢，就是要加以荣耀。加上
Honestly speaking, you have no permission, I said again, no permission to dishonor anyone in the church.
其实在教会里面，我们都不能够随便不尊荣哪一位。
The Bible says,
圣经里面说
we honor all people.
圣经里面说，我们要尊荣每一个人。
Even though people disagree or wrong you or disappoint you, you still have to honor them.
即使有人反对你不同意你或者说你做的是对是错你仍就要尊荣他
Honor is something you and I can control
这个要尊荣不尊荣是我们自己控制住
When I honor you
当我尊荣你的时候
I show my best in me to honor you
我就尽量从很好的方法来尊荣你
Because honoring is unconditional
因为尊荣是没有附带条件的
So where does honoring of your enemy come from?
所以我们是怎样去尊荣我们的敌人呢
The Bible says honor and pray for your enemy.
圣经里面叫我们尊荣我们要为我们的敌人祷告
It comes from the grace and the love of God.
乃是从神的恩典和爱里面来尊荣
Secondly,
第二点
we have to elevate another status.
我们要提升别人的地位。
What does it mean to elevate one another?
我们要彼此提升是什么意思呢
You must not think I have more power, you have no power. That's wrong.
你不可以想说哦我更有能力所以你没有能力这是不对的。
This mindset must be eradicated.
所以我们头脑千万不要有这样的思想。
So when I lead you as a leader,
当我在引导你的时候
and I honor you because I lead you,
我尊荣你因为我在提升你。
You never feel that there's a tiger in me.
你就不会发现我里面有一只老虎。
Because I want to elevate you.
因为我是在提升你。
I do not think I have more power.
我没有想说我会比你更有能力。
I also never think you have no power.
我也不会想说你没有能力。
My leadership in your life.
我怎样带领你在你的生命中
is not to take your power away.
不是要把你心中的那个能力挪开。
In fact, it goes the opposite.
其实是相反的。
You will feel more powerful when I lead you.
当我在引导你的时候，你就会感觉到你更有增加能力的可能。
Why?Because I honor you from my leadership position.
因为我是从领袖的地位来引导你的。
So Jesus said something very interesting.
所以主耶稣说了一句很有趣的一句话。
He said to his 12 disciples one day.
有一天他对十二个门徒说。
Hey, my beloved disciple.
他说我亲爱的门徒啊。
I no longer call you servant.
我不再称你们为仆人。
I will call you what? friend.
我要称你们为朋友。
Now, my question, how much authority you have with your friend?
你对跟你的朋友，你到底有多少的权柄呢？
How many of your friends in society, in uni, in high school, bossing you around?
在社会当中，在学校，在大学里，你有多少的学生们在控制你自己呢？
Do you feel afraid when your friend bossing you around?
当你的朋友驱使你要做这个做那个，
Why?
你心里害怕吗？
Because then you choose, I want to be the friend of these three persons.
那个时候呢，你就开始选择我要成为这三个人的朋友。
So we need to elevate one another.
所以我们要彼此提升。
We need to relate to one another.
我们需要彼此有建立好的关系。
We need to be socially friendly with one another.
我们都要彼此和气当作朋友。
Otherwise, we will go down to oppression.
要不然呢，我们就好像在受压制。
In that way, you and I will give you God. We give our God more glory, power, and honor.
假如我们能够彼此提升呢，我们就给神的更大的荣耀，更加的尊荣神。
The third necessity is to give prestige to somebody.
还有第二个要紧的就是我们
prestige to somebody.
所以呢，我们要给别人更大的尊荣。
This is my personal testimony.
这是我
I have a privilege of bringing a multi-millionaire in Malaysia to the Lord when he's a staunch Buddhist.
有一个百万富翁，他是信佛教的，但是神给我机会把他领到相信的主。
He married a very poor lady in a very small town in Malaysia.
他的太太是从一个很贫穷的家出生的。
She sit in my foundational truth class every Sunday.
每一个星期天呢，这个太太就在上这一个福音班。
One day, after my foundation class, 45 minutes.
有一天的时候，当上完了这一个建造班的时候，
She came up to me.
她就来找我。
That time I wasn't a pastor, but a leader.
那个时候我只是一个年轻的。
She said, Brother Philip.
她说 ，Philip 弟兄。
Can you talk to my husband?
你可以跟我先生说吗
？I said, Who is your husband?
我说你的丈夫在哪里
？Because I have 150 people in the class.
因为我一班有150个人。
No, he is not here.
她说她今天没有来。
Here tomorrow, next week to listen to the management of finance.
他说下个礼拜我会带他来，因为你要教导关于怎样使用金钱。
So I honor her.
所以我很尊重他。
Please do so.
我说，请你把丈夫带来。
Off she go.
他就这样离开了。
A brother who loved me, who honor me.
有一个很尊重我的一个弟兄。
Hey, Philippa.
他跟我说 ，Philip。
Do you know who is that lady talking to you just now？
你知道吗？刚才那个女人跟你谈话的是谁吗
？As far as I know, I honor her because she's a lovely Christian。
我说我只知道我应该尊荣她，因为她是一个很好的基督徒。
Her husband is number 5 richest man in Malaysia。
她说她的丈夫就是马来西亚第五个的最有钱的人。
Ask me to listen to my financial management.
要
笑话。
要请他来听我关于怎样管理财务。我觉得
这个是一个笑话。
我就是好像把这个盐撒在海上。
会比较咸吗？
会咸吗？不会的。
笑话。
他已经这样有钱了。
他真的来。Next Sunday.
他真的叫下个
星期。So he became a Christian after my talk.
当我上课完了以后，他就成为了基督徒。
Next year.
在下一年
I was in Sydney.
我已经来到这里。
Two years later,
过了两年
I went for mission trip.
我回去宣教的时候
Brother Philip and Sister Grace Su is now in Penang.
所以他知道我们已经回到家乡。
He said, Can you please stay in my house?
他说，请你，我招待你到我们的家里住。
I went into his house.
我去到他的家。
His mission house is meant for missionary to stay.
他有一间专门为着宣教士
Don't forget, multi-millionaire house, you know.
是一个百万富翁的家,
his room is as big as my whole house, kitchen, my lounge, and the living room.
Yeah,
that's my bedroom.
就是等于我的客厅,我的厨房和我的房间这么大,
my question is,
我的问题是,
how do you feel when you hang around with millionaire?
Yeah, 当你跟百万富翁在一起的时候, 你的感觉是如何呢?
I got four feelings.
我有四种的感觉。
Number one,
第一个感觉,
he called a dinner.
所以他就请我们吃晚餐。
And I see the people in the dinner, which I have never seen before, the way they dress. Wow, freak me out. Like a beggar dressing.
餐会的时候, 他有请了一些, 服装非常贵重的, 贵宾在那边, 包括太太。
So you see people you have never seen before.
你看到,
hanging around with a millionaire. Number two.
百万富翁的人跟百万富翁交流的人,
he called a dinner.
他就请客,
you eat with him.
你跟他一起同吃,
the food you eat you have never seen before.
你所吃的粮食呢, 是你以前没有吃过的。
Very expensive.
都是很贵重的食物。
Then he take me to the restaurant.
带我了到这个餐馆。
She and I ride in the car I have never seen before except in the television or picture.
我坐在他的车是从前没有坐过的, 只有在, 电视机还看到有这种车。
Wow, big Mercedes.
是很大辆的 Benz.
I sit there, I felt my buttock is very small.
Yeah, 我坐在里面,
我觉得我的身体太小。
这个是我的感受。
Hanging around with millionaire.
就是跟百万富翁在一起的感受是这样。
The fourth thing I see.
我看到四样, 第四样,
in the house.
在他的家里,
you will see things he does you have never thought he would do it for me. Every morning, the wife will make, I don't know what machine, this juice very good for you. You can preach. Good. Oh, okay, good. I drink.
为我们预备的饮料都是非常好吃的。
So he does a lot of things I've never done before.
他们个人服侍我们,
why?
是我们以前没有做过的。 为什么呢?
Now, you feel hanging around with a billionaire, how do you feel now?
所以你跟百万富翁在一起, 你的感觉是怎样?
That millionaire make me feel that I'm very prestigious.
那个百万富翁, 把我认为是一个很特别的人, 是有,
why?
为什么呢? 是有尊荣的人。
Simply because he honored me.
那也是因为他尊荣我。
And my wife.
和我的太太。
And I brought him into the kingdom.
我把他带进神的国里。
He doesn't see his money is primary, but secondary now.
他没有看他的金钱是最重要的。
So when you honor all people,
所以当你尊荣任何一个人,
the assets in your life,
在你的生命当中所拥有的,
people can access into what you have in your life.
那他们呢, 就能够加上你在你生命中已经拥有的。
Which they don't have.
是他们没有的。
That's why they honor me.
所以呢, 他们就这样子来尊荣我。
But I honor them.
但是我仍旧尊荣他们。
Because their honoring me will leave a mark in their life.
因为他们怎样尊荣我, 就在他们的生命中留了一个记号。
Let's go to the last point.
所以我们要来看最后的一点。
Ordering us together, the new government of love, number one, great respect and admiration.
我们要以爱治理新制度将我们, 接在一起。 第一点我们就是要极为的尊敬与欣赏他们。
Like we are honoring our father and our mother.
就好像我们尊敬我们的父母亲一样。
Which is a very deep relationship.
这是在建立在非常深刻的关系里面。
So the longer I know you,
所以我越长久认识你,
the more familiar we become, right?
我们就更加的熟悉。
And eventually, even though if I don't do the things you ask me to do, you still honor me.
就是你叫我做的事, 我做不到, 你仍旧尊敬我。
So, the more I know you, the more I know your past.
所以当我更加认识你的时候, 我也认识你的过去。
Last 2 months ago,
2个月前,
A 背包客 came here for prayer.
有一位背包客到前面来，到要祷
告。I said, Holy Spirit, speak to me.
我就求圣灵对我说话。
And Holy Spirit spoke to me.
圣灵告诉我。
And I spoke it out to him.
我就告诉他。
And another one stand by.
还有另外一个站在旁边。
See, 怎么他会讲我什么东西都知道的？ The Holy Spirit. So he.Honor what I say.
所以呢，我所讲出来的，他都。
Six weeks later, he disappeared.
过了六个星期以后。
I said next week you come back.
不见他。
For prayer again.
我就请他下个星期再回
来。Six weeks later, I walk towards where David is sitting.
哎，我就六个星期以后，我就去后面找他。
That brother walked in before the service.
聚会还没有开始的时候，那个弟兄刚好进来。
He saw me.
他看到我。
He turned left.
他就向左边。
Avoid me.
他就要避开。
But inside my heart,
我的心里。
How do I honor him? What is inside? What is the demonic inside as to come out?
我要怎样去尊荣他？我知道他心中有不对的地方，我期待
他。I only honor the right spirit within him.
能够被除掉，我就是非常看重他里面有正直的灵。
But he disappeared, and after that, I don't know where he has gone.
所以他不见了，所以也不知道他去哪里。
So honoring one another, one good thing is yourself in the spirit will grow.
我们彼此尊重呢，那我们的内心也能够尊敬别人。
So one day,
有一天
a prophetic word came to someone.
有一个人领受了一个先知的话语。
A prophet spoke over his life.
有一位先知跟他讲。
And there's another person sat beside with a paper and pen.
还有另外一个坐在他旁边，有一张纸。
Whatever the prophet said, he quickly write down.
那个先知性的讲话讲到什么的时候，他就快快写起来。
The pastor turned to him.
这个牧师就向着他。
Why are you writing the prophecy when he's talking to him and not to you?
他说：“为什么你写下那一个人的先知的预言呢，并不是跟你讲的。
”So that person said.
所以那一个人说
：“When I go home,
当我回家
，I am wondering my friend's prophetic word.
我就是要在思考我朋友所领受的先知的话。
Our Heavenly Father will unfold my life and my future destiny.
我的天父呢
？That prophecy is also meant for me.
那我天父呢就会解开了。”我的人生的神的所要说的话。
So let God unfold my destiny in Him.
就是让神来打开神所要说的话给他。
So when I start reading that,
当我读到这一
段的时候，
奉主耶稣的名
，the religious people are very threatened by Jesus.
这些宗教家常常受到主耶稣的威胁。
The religious people, they are very expert.In the scripture.
宗教家呢，他们非常熟悉神的话。
But these religious people surround Jesus. They want to catch Jesus making the wrong mistake.
但是这些宗教家他们围绕耶稣的时候，为了要找耶稣的麻烦 ，in case 他会说错话。
Jesus turned around and said.
主耶稣看着他们，对他们说
：“Hey, Pharisees and Sadducees.
你们法利赛人、撒都该人啊！”
You don't even know who is your father.
你们甚至不知道你们的父是谁。
The Pharisees took pride in knowing the scripture.
这法利赛人他们很骄傲，因为他们觉得他们很深的认识神的话。
Jesus is saying, "Hey, you did not display." The government of love through honoring one another.
主耶稣却责备他们说，你们却没有以尊荣来尊荣你们所面对的那些爱的治理的制度。
Honoring is very important.
所以呢，尊荣是非常的重要。
Who hold us together?
是谁把我们连接在一起呢？
It's a new government of love.Through honoring,
这就是借着尊荣用爱来治理的
新制度。If I ask you one question,
假如我问你一个问题
，Who is the boss of the God of Trinity?
是谁是三一真神的最大的那一位
？Father, Son, Holy Spirit,
是父子圣灵哪一位呢
？Simon, who is the boss? Father, Son, Holy Spirit,
父 神圣灵哪一位是最大的？
You know? Or you don't know? 啊，三个都是。Amen. Why?
为什么呢？
The Father is the boss.
是不是天父
就是最大？ Jesus is the boss.
耶稣也是最大。
Holy Spirit is the boss.
圣灵也是最大。
Why?
为什么？
Because they have perfect love in honoring one another.
因为他们有完全的爱，彼此来尊荣。
When love is lower,
所以当那个爱心减少的时候
，law will come up.
那律法就提升。
When love is esteemed high,
当有爱呢越来越高的时候
，law is not needed.
所以就不需要律法。
Of course, we have to submit to the law in the country.
当然，我们要遵从。世界的法律。
So there's a paradigm shift today.
所以今天有一个变转化。
From pastoral to apostolic.
所以从牧师的制度到这一个使徒的制度。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹。
The second one, last point.
最后的一点。
Relational connection and communication.
我们要有用关系来连接，再加上沟通。
Normally, when you ride a horse,
通常当你骑马的时候
you see here, you can see where I'm pointing. There's a bit, there's a string, go over the mouth.
所以你们只有看到就有这个绳
And then there's a rein for the rider to control the horse.
Yeah, 他们也有一个环啊，有一条绳，就是给这个骑马的人来控制这个这只马
The rider will sit on the saddle.
所以这个骑马的人就坐在马背后，马的背上。
And very steady.
所以都是很平稳的。
Correct? I'm going to show you a video clip as my ending.
所以在结束的时候，我要给你们来看一个 video.
It's a culture of honor through connection and communication.
就是借助连接和关系建立了一个尊荣的文化。
There's a lady by the name of Stacy Westfall. Just say Stacy Westfall.
有一个女人，她名字叫 Stacy.
In the year 2006,
在2006年的时候
，she was the champion in horse riding and at the same time a horse trainer.
她是训练马，而且在赛马的时候，她得到了冠军。
She just climbed up to the horse, no saddle, no bit, no rein rope to control the horse, nothing. Just climb up on the back of the horse.
所以她只是爬到马的背上。没有绳子，什么都没有。
But she became a champion.
但是她成为
了 Why?
她拿到冠军，为什么呢？
I want you to see when the movie is on how she moves her hand.
所以我要你注意来看这个 Stacy 她怎样用她的手。
How she connect to the horse?
她是怎样跟这只马有连接
？Just stroke the neck of the horse.
她只是把手放在她的颈项。
And then she can ask the horse to do the horse normally cannot do.
她就会叫马，这只马做这只马平常不能做的事。
来，我们来看。Praise God! Can you see the connection and the communication?
你有看到这个连接和沟通的关系吗？虽然没有出声哦。
Just by connection.And the movement is a communication.
就是也的接触，他的沟通就是按照他的心行动。
Honor the instruction.
这个这只马呢，它尊荣这个骑马的女孩子。
And Stacy gently touch to honor the horse is to do what she want the horse to do.
这个 Stacy 呢，她很
温柔。Let's sing the last song.
他很温柔了，在摸着这一只马，马就知道要怎样行动。我们来唱最后一首诗。
Let's be uprising.
请站起来。